Hey, welcome back everyone to the channel. Tonight we have a short and sweet, terrifying tale about this driver for a landscaping company where he encounters this cryptid looking guy out there on the roads. Almost looks like he's been skinned or wearing skin that doesn't quite fit and belong to it. His sister's roommate, his sister, is kind of involved, but I don't want to give too much away. You're just going to have to sit back, relax, and enjoy the story. Have a good night. My name is Evan. I'm 26. I drive a delivery van for a landscaping company most days, and I know every back road between my town and the interstate, because I learned to avoid the cops before I learned to parallel park. I also know an ugly thing about small places. Rumors travel faster than police reports, and the stories people tell in grocery aisles end up as obituaries. Claire was my sister's roommate. People in our neighborhood called her Claire with an E, like it made her softer. She worked nights at the hospital, graveyard shift in records, the kind of job that let you sleep in the day and never speak to the same person twice. She lived in that rental with my sister for 3 years and knew every porch light and creak in the middle stair. She was 28 when she walked out on a Tuesday and never came home. We called it a disappearance because that sounded less monstrous. Missing person posters went up. The cops knocked on doors. People left casseroles on the steps. The local Facebook group lit up with threads. Someone saw a car. Someone swore Claire was on a train headed west. Then the threads folded in on themselves and stayed folded. The first wrongness was a smell. Not the sweet chemical air freshener our landlord sprayed in the hallway, but a metallic tang that sat in the back of your throat, like biting down on a coin. It drifted at the edges of the day, there and gone if you walked into another room. Next came the noises. A wet scrape behind a wall. Footsteps that ended with the sound like fabric sliding over skin. Once, late in August, I woke to the neighbor's dog barking and then cutting off mid-yelp, like someone had unplugged the sound. On the porch, I found prints in the dust that stopped at the property line, as if the walker had lifted into the air. I had heard of the skinned man before, an internet thing. The core was always the same. A man who removed skin and wears it like a disguise, who walks towns in borrowed faces until someone notices the seams. Usually it was a campfire story. Sometimes it was a grainy article buried in a county paper. I didn't take it seriously until someone in the town group posted a link to an old forum thread. Skinned man, multi-state. At first it was nonsense. Late night typing in, anyone else? Posts. But the later pages had names, dates, a map with pins. Someone wrote, "He tries the first name, if it fits. He'll wear it." That was in my head the night of the first knock. A soft tap, measured, almost polite. My sister Jess pretended not to hear. Then a voice came through the door, calm and ordinary. "Claire?" I froze. I opened up the door a crack with the chain still on. A man stood there in a hoodie and jeans. His smile was practiced, like someone rehearsing kindness. "Can I use your phone?" he asked. His breath smelled faintly of copper. For a second, I almost handed him mine. Then he said Claire's name again, and I slammed the door. The next night, he came back. He asked for water, left a rust-colored smear on the cup rim. Said his name was Mark. When he turned, the porch light hit a seam along his jaw, a thin, tight line like a badly healed cut. I felt vertigo, like the ground tilted under me. On the third night, I saw him near the liquor store, talking to a woman whose brother had gone missing months before. They stood close, laughing. She touched his sleeve. When he turned his head, the skin around his eyes folded wrong, as if something underneath was moving. That same week, I found one of Claire's notebooks shoved into her jacket pocket. She had written down sentences in her cramped hand. One entry read, "Do you mind if I use your phone?" He had my name right. I didn't show Jess. Instead, I kept scrolling the forum. People argued about pattern and predator and myth. One post said, "If he likes your face, he won't take you. He'll wear yours instead." Another, "He prefers those who owe him." Then, another knock. Harder this time, rattling the frame. Voices layered behind it, like people speaking through gauze. Jess grabbed the bedroom door and locked it while I braced the other side. An envelope slid through the mail slot. Inside was a Polaroid of our porch, taken from the bushes, with Claire's keys still on the hook by the door. I looked out the window. The man was back, hunched on the stoop, hands in his pockets. The porch light cut across his face, showing the seam at his jaw twitching as if something beneath it was wiggling. He said my name.
"Evan?"
I didn't answer. My mouth was dry.
"Who is it?"
Jess whispered.
"It's Mark," the man said. "From down the road. I heard about Claire. Thought maybe you'd need..."
His tone was polite. Too polite. Like a script rehearsed 1,000 times. He leaned closer to the door.
"Do you mind if I come in? It's hot."
The seam in his jaw shifted. He raised a hand and touched his cheek. The skin stuck to his fingers like wet paper, peeling just enough to show a smear of raw red beneath. He smiled. I don't remember calling the police. I remember his voice as he stepped back into the dark.
"You're not the first to recognize."
They found him on the porch by morning. Not alive, not dead. His jacket soaked with something dark. His face peeled in strips like a mask half removed. The report, or maybe the way people whispered about it later, used the word defaced. His prints came back empty, like he had never been anyone at all. Claire's keys were still on the hook. Jess moved 2 towns over with her cats. She says that she can't stand doors that knock at night.
I drive deliveries and keep the Polaroid in my wallet. The one that shows our porch with the man who shouldn't have been there. Sometimes, when I'm idling at a stoplight, I swear I could smell copper. Sometimes I wake up with the echo of my name whispered in a voice that doesn't belong to anyone living. The forum still has the map with red pins. People argue about whether he's a man, a myth, or something else. I don't know what he wanted. I just know the rule they all repeat. The one Claire wrote in her notebook before she vanished. He tries the name first. If it fits, he'll wear it.